Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob F.
And this is the video game music podcast featuring the best of the 8-bit and 16-bit era.
For those of you that have been listening since the beginning, you will recognize that tune.
Yeah, this was a potential theme song from the theme song episode one. And the reason we're using it today is because of our topic, which we'll get to in a little bit. And yeah, we'll explain more in a second. First, I have some top of the show business I want to get through. Kind of a lot of top of the show business.
What do you got?
Well, I was listening to the classical episode, and there was just some... I wanted to sort of make some clarifications about some of the stuff I was saying during the classical episode, because I just wanted to make some corrections, actually.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this might seem really, like, pointless for me to go through these little things to make corrections, but I don't know. I just wanted to...
It's part of your charm, I believe.
Okay. So, for one thing, I was talking about Wordtress, right? And saying it sounded, you know, Baroque, but it actually sounds more classical than Baroque. Okay, that's one thing. And then Mussorgsky, I said he was an Impressionist composer, but no, he's actually really a Romantic composer that was more of a precursor to Impressionism. Okay, just want to put that out there.
Okay.
Also... There's a part of Secret of Mana, the Secret of Mana track that I played that sounds impressionistic. There's part of it that does, and then it's like, this is kind of hard to explain without playing the music, but the second time they go through it and the part that sounds impressionistic, that doesn't sound impressionistic. All right, whatever. Maybe I shouldn't even mention that. But anyway, yeah, there's the end of the Secret of Mana song doesn't sound impressionistic, but there's this one part sort of in the first half of it that does. All right, whatever. I just wanted to mention that. And then, it actually sounds classical the second time it's repeated. It's hard to say without actually playing the piece, but whatever. Just, if you care to look back at that episode, there's a sort of part that I said sounds impressionistic, and then I say it sounds impressionistic again, but it's the second time through, but that actually sounds more classical. All right. Then, Solomon's Key. Well, that track sounds much more sort of 20th century and more like a minimalist piece like Philip Glass, I think, more than like some kind of Baroque thing, you know? So that's kind of much more sort of minimalist, you know? Okay. Act Razor, that sounds like Stravinsky, as I mentioned, you know? But it's not, wouldn't be considered expressionistic because expressionistic would be much more atonal and that wasn't as atonal. So, all right, that's that. Also, I just wanted to make a point that it's interesting we never played any waltzes on that episode, you know?
Right.
I think neglected waltzes because that's kind of an aspect of classical music that was not represented on that episode. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to say about the classical episode.
I would like to just say I did not understand maybe 90% of what you just said.
Uh-huh. And I don't think the listeners did either.
And that's actually fine. And that's fine, but... I appreciate you clarifying.
Well, I just wanted to clarify because I don't want it to sound, you know, I just wanted to correct these things because...
You know, you had made a comment at the end of the show and I wanted to make a joke about it and I just thought about it and then I didn't have time to deliver the joke, but since you bring up the classical episode, I'd like to give it to you.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
You had said that the tracks we had picked made a nice... classical music sandwich.
Oh, right. With Act Razor tracks.
What's the best cheese to use in a classical music sandwich?
Let me think. Let me guess. I'm going to try to guess your joke, actually.
Okay.
I don't know. What?
Mozzarella.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Huh? Okay. That's not too bad. I wish I had been more quick on my toes.
That's all right. That's what this top of the show business stuff is for, is so that we can get these things out we wanted to say, you know? All right. So another thing I'd like to mention is we just want to thank a listener who comments under the name Dissident93. And he or she recommended this website called slickproductions.org that has it makes it much easier to find out the names of the tracks for the Nintendo files, because it's a website that has the Nintendo files but with track names for them, right. So we don't have to look them up on YouTube and find out what the proper names are and stuff. So thanks to Dissident 93, who's been listening and supporting the show. And then also wanted to say something about Rocket Knight Adventure. We talked about it during the Konami episode, and I said that it had the same director as Contra 3, Alien. Or I'm sorry. I was talking about Sparkster. Sparkster, which was the sort of sequel or spinoff that came out on Super Nintendo, that had the same director as Contra 3, the Alien Wars, and that's why I bought it.
Right.
Upon further research, I just discovered that it was the director of Sparkster didn't direct Contra 3, Alien Wars. The director of Contra 3, Alien Wars is actually the director of Rocket Knight Adventures, the first installment of it, which was on Genesis. And so I just wanted to clarify that. And that director's name is Nobuya Nakazato. All right. And also, the Sparkster on Super Nintendo and Sparkster on Genesis are two completely different games. Okay. Also, you were asking what kind of animal it was. It's a possum, just to clarify. Anyway. Right. And then also, Rocket Knight Adventures, since I discovered that the director, I got Sparkster partially because I read good reviews, but also because I thought it was the same director as Contra 3, and I really like Contra 3 because of the action. Now knowing that director actually directed Rocket Knight Adventures, I ended up buying Rocket Knight Adventures just two nights ago.
Okay.
On eBay, so I'm excited about playing that for Genesis. Yeah, to you know, because that's going to be, you know, I mean that's going to be, it's directed by the Contra 3 guy. All right, so that's that. And one last thing we're going to mention is, again, the dance party. It's only a week and a half away.
Come one, come all.
And it's only $8. It's a Saturday night, and it's going to be, you know, it's all 8-bit and 16-bit music DJ'd by Robin and me.
It's going to be a fantastic night. Like I've been saying, check out our website, legacymusichour.com, for all the information. And check out Nerdist.com as well.
Yeah, and MeltdownComics, too, .com or whatever it is.
Yeah, you can
Google MeltdownComics. You get the pre-sale tickets.
You can get your tickets, and it's in the Los Angeles area, so please come on down.
And also, we got good prizes, too. Courtesy
of our sponsor, our official podcast sponsor, Golden Star Games.
Yeah.
They're located in the Los Amigos Mall in the downtown L.A. Give them a buzz, 323-234-4656 for all of your legacy music needs.
You can also get new games there too. All right, so that's it, I think, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry, guys, if you thought this was a waste of time, all these announcements and stuff, but I think these things need to be done.
So?
All right, so today's topic, if you haven't guessed, based on our theme song, is we're doing a focus on Nobuo Uematsu. Most famous for his work with the Final Fantasy franchise. And what we're going to do is kind of, for the first half of the show, just go through each game he worked on in the 8-bit and 16-bit era for the, you know, Nintendo or Super Nintendo. So we're not going to, like, deal with the MSX games or whatever, but and go through each one chronologically and play one track from each game. And we've got like 15 games here. So we're going to go through that. And then we'll, after that, after, you know, getting a sample of one track from each game, we'll, Rob and I are just going to take turns like usual and play, kind of have free choice for Nobuo Uematsu. Also, tons of information about him online already. So if you're not familiar with him, just look up his name. You'll find interviews and all kinds of information. Very much sort of the John Williams of video game music, I think. You know?
Prolific, yes.
Yeah, very prolific and just very memorable. He's just written a lot of great, memorable stuff. He's one of my personal favorites, too. So we're going to get it started with 3D World Runner, which was for the Nintendo Entertainment System. And this is a track from 3D World Runner. This game was kind of, people criticized it for being kind of like a ripoff of Space Harrier for Sega.
Okay.
And it is indeed very similar. So, but, and I think actually the designer of the game admitted that he liked that game and that might have been somewhat influenced by it. So, anyway, this is music from 3D World Runner for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Music composed by our composer focus of the day, Nobuo Uematsu. This is music from 3D World Runner, music composed by Nobuo Uematsu. And the full title of this game is actually The 3D Battles of World Runner. And yeah, this was this is one of the, you know, the earlier titles from Nobuo Uematsu, 1987.
Nice. My first track for the breath will be from Rad Racer,
right,
for the NES. And this particular track is called Sunset Coastline.
Yeah. And, you know, this game was criticized for being kind of a copycat or ripoff of Outrun for Sega.
So
what's interesting is that, and these are all the Square games, by the way. So
yes.
It's interesting that Square's kind of trying to copy, you know, these game, like they're copying these successful games from other companies and stuff, which is interesting.
Right.
But you know, in the beginning, and then anyway, we'll talk about this more in a sec. But yeah, go on.
Here it is, Sunset Coastline for Rad Racer. Sunset Coastline for Rad Racer. That is Nobuo's 15th work of video game music composition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this is one of the, there's three songs you can pick to drive to, and this is one of them. Similar to Outrun, where you can pick three songs to pick from that you can drive to. And so, yeah, they're definitely using that element of, you know, the driver gets to pick the song he wants to listen to on the radio.
I didn't know this game came with 3D glasses.
Yeah, you can play a 3D mode of it, yeah.
Cool.
I don't have the 3D glasses, but I have this game. And you can, if you switched into 3D mode, it's, you know, like that double, like that, you know, it looks like it.
So. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So up next, we're going to play something from JJ, which is the sequel to 3D World Runner. And this is the main stage theme from JJ, music by Nobuo Uematsu. This is music from JJ, music by Nobuo Uematsu, and this is a Famicom-only release. And this song actually really, to me, sounds like Balinese gamelan, kind of.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, or like Javanese gamelan type music, you know? Yeah, it's got that sort of Southeast Asian sort of gong set feel to it, I think. But anyway, yeah, music from JJ. Actually, particularly this part coming up right here, actually. There's something about the mode that's being used that these notes are in that sound like that. Okay, so we're going to play something from Final Fantasy, the first one. And again, this is actually kind of trying to copy another company's thing. So, because they're actually trying to copy the Dragon Warrior series that was successful, you know?
Wow.
So, it's interesting that, you know, Square at the time is this, you know, they're about to go out of business, you know? And Final Fantasy was their last hope. Basically,
right.
That's why it's called Final Fantasy, is because it was the last. They thought it was going to be the last game that they were going to make, and you know, it's interesting that it's this company that's struggling and they're trying ways of, you know, of becoming successful by trying to copy other games like
right.
Outrun, Space Harrier, and then now Dragon Warrior, and Final Fantasy ended up becoming much more popular than Dragon Warrior, and it ended up becoming one of the biggest franchises in video games. So that's interesting to me.
Square's a bunch of hacks.
Yeah.
Final hackacy.
And then so anyway, this is the music from the original Final Fantasy, and this is the airship music from Final Fantasy for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music from Final Fantasy, the original, and this is the airship music, and I quite like this one a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah. I like how the one voice is sort of, almost seems to sort of fade in, you know? Wah, 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 you know? I like that.
Yeah. That's using the WAD chip.
It's using the what?
The WAD chip.
The WAD ship?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like the WAD pedal?
Oh, yeah. The WAD ship. Okay, so next in this in the list, and we're just going, like I said, we're going chronologically, is Hanjuku Hiro, and or Hanjuku Hiro, which is a this is like a role playing game. This was a Japanese only release for the Famicom, and we're gonna hear this one. I don't know what the name of the track is, but this is a track from the game, and it's music by Nobuo Uematsu, and this is it. Music from Hanjuku Hiro. Music from Hanjuku Hiro, and I just love this track. It's just, it's like, it's dancey, it's got just a cool sound to it. This is one of my favorite tracks that I discovered that I didn't know about before from Nobuo Uematsu. Yeah, we let this run a couple times because it was short enough, and it's good.
Hanjuku Hiro translates to the soft-boiled hero.
Right. It's kind of funny sounding.
Sure.
But yeah, just the song. This song's really good. Anyway, just got a good beat. You know what I mean? I mean, not just beat, but it's just got a good rhythm to it.
So now, Final Fantasy II,
right,
for the NES is up, and. I'm going.
Oh, actually, we should specify not NES, but the Famicom.
Famicom, excuse me.
This wasn't released in North America, Japanese only.
Final Fantasy II in North America was something else, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
This was for the Famicom. Here's the main theme. Final Fantasy II main theme.
So next on the list is Square's Tom Sawyer. Not to be confused with The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. It's a different game, different company. But this is Square's Tom Sawyer, or Square No Tom Sawyer.
Right.
And I don't know what the name of the track is for this, but here's a track from Square's Tom Sawyer, music by Nobuo Uematsu. Thank you. Music from Square's Tom Sawyer. It's a short track.
Hypnotic.
Yeah, kind of a more on the atmospheric tip, right?
Oh yeah.
Kind of mood setting music.
Next up is Final Fantasy Legend for the Game Boy. And this track is called Hurry Up with an exclamation mark. So Hurry Up by Nobuo Uematsu.
I think you're maybe hurrying up a little bit too much there, right?
I just was moving the key.
I guess you were just getting into the song by like
I did try to hurry up that time.
Okay. Yeah, I hope the listeners were able to hear that, actually.
I don't know. Yeah. I knocked over my keyboard because I was trying to move the knob over here. Hurry Up for the Game Boy, Final Fantasy Legend.
Yeah, I like that. I like this one a lot, yeah. I like how it ends, too, actually. Like the end of the loop. Kind of want to hear that part one more time, how it ends. It's kind of coming up right here, actually. This part right here. Dun, 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 dun. I like that.
Up next is Final Fantasy III for the Famicom.
Yeah.
Japanese only release.
Yeah, not the Final Fantasy III for Super Nintendo for North American.
And this title is called Town of Water. Town of Water for Final Fantasy III for the Famicom. Beautiful piece.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I like this one a lot, yeah. Sounds like water.
Did you play this game?
No. It has a water sound to it, you know?
Yeah.
And I really like the end of this piece too, actually. How it kind of concludes, you know? This part right here. Da, 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 da. I like that. Da, 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 da,
da, da. That's how you end a piece.
All right. So up next on the list is Final Fantasy Legend 2. And for the Game Boy. And this is called Mystery of the Secret Treasure. Final Fantasy Legend 2 for the Game Boy. This is Mystery of the Secret Treasure, music composed by Nobuo Uematsu and along with Kenji Ito, who also worked on this soundtrack. Kenji Ito. And I really like this one a lot.
I like that voice in the background. It's like
fluttering kind of sound?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this part right here. Yeah, it's good. It sounds really magical, this song, I think, you know? It's got kind of like a mystical, magical sound to it.
Really, I don't know if it's the music or if it's the lunch we ate, but it's just, I feel like I'm in a calm place now. I think it's a combination.
I think it's that tres leche.
So?
Okay, so what's, let's see, what's next here? Okay, yeah, it's Final Fantasy II, North America.
North America, which was Final Fantasy IV.
In Japan.
In Japan.
For came out for Super Nintendo, yeah.
For SNES. And this track, what's that?
No, yeah, never mind, go on.
This track is called Torian Beauty.
Is it, wait, called Torian or Troian?
I got T-O-R-O-I-A-N.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Troian? Troian?
Troian? Troian?
Did you see Troian as in T-R-O-I-A-N?
I think I've seen Troian, I don't know, maybe. Maybe Torian, yeah. I think it's, maybe it's Troian, I don't know, I can't remember actually.
Oh, here it is, Torian Beauty. Fantasy IV, aka Final Fantasy II in the US, for the SNES. Is it Troian or Torian?
I think it's Troian, Troian Beauty or Troian Castle or Torian Castle.
Torian.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's one of those translation things, you know? Yeah, this, I mean, Final Fantasy II, you know, Final Fantasy II North America or whatever, Final Fantasy IV. This is one of my favorite soundtracks to video, like my favorite soundtracks in video game history. It's just every track is good in this soundtrack. It's just really good, you know. It's one of the best, you know, adventure themed soundtracks out there, you know. And actually, yeah, this is one of my favorite tracks from the. From the game, too, actually. I mean, they're all my favorite, actually. They're all good, yeah. Okay, so up next is... So we've moved into the Super Famicom / Super Nintendo realm. Yes. This next track is from Final Fantasy V, which was not released in North America. Although, I think it was released later on Nintendo DS or something like that, or... game some later handheld system, I think, but yeah, this is Final Fantasy V, and this is one of the really sort of this is one of the more memorable pieces from the game called My Home Sweet Home, and this is again music by Nobuo Uematsu.
Thank you.
My Home Sweet Home from Final Fantasy V for the Super Famicom, music composed by Nobuo Uematsu. It's good.
It's very good.
My favorite track from Final Fantasy V, already played on the show on the Square episode.
Okay.
But it's the sort of main theme.
Up next is Final Fantasy VI in Japan, and it was Final Fantasy III here in the U.S.
All North America.
All North America, yeah. For the U.S., for the SNES / Super Famicom. This track is called Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorites,
mm-hmm,
by composer Nobuo Uematsu. Celeste for Final Fantasy VI.
This track is a lot of people really like this track a lot.
It's cinematic.
It is, yeah. You know, me personally, it's not one of my favorite tracks from the Final Fantasy III/VI soundtrack. I think it's good. A lot of people rave about this track and they really like it a lot. It's never been one of my favorite ones.
I'm tempted to throw my headphones at you right now.
I think it's good. No, I think it's good. Definitely. I just, for some reason, it never grabbed me as much as it. I definitely, you know, online, this song is always touted as like one of the best,
right,
you know, Uematsu songs, you know, but I like this part a lot, actually. This one. I'll be playing some Final Fantasy III tracks later that I'm really excited about.
Did you play this game?
Yes. This one I played through and beat, yeah.
What's happening when this music is playing?
Well, this is her. There's a character named Celeste, and so this is her theme, you know? Everybody has their own theme song, you know?
There's relationships formed in this game, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
The main character falls in love or something like
that?
Yeah,
well, this game is kind of interesting because there's 18 different kind of characters, you know? And I guess some of them are more main characters than others, but... And Celeste is one of the primary figures. Actually, there's a scene where Celeste has to pretend to be in this opera, or she has to... There's a scene where they have to be in an opera, and there's this whole opera that takes place in the game, and it's based on this theme, like the opera, or whatever. So there's a scene where there's like a romance scene happening in this opera that's happening in the game. You know,
right.
It's like part of some plan that they have to do to trick someone or something like that. And so this is like this theme is also used as the sort of really, you know, epic part of the opera in the game, you know. Okay, so next up is Front Mission Gun Hazard. And this is a team effort here on this one. So it wasn't just Nobuo Uematsu who worked on this one, but also Yasunori Mitsuda worked on it, who did you know, Chrono Trigger, and Junya Nakano and Masashi Hamauzu, Masashi Hamauzu took over after as lead composer after Nobuo Uematsu left Square. I think he took over as a lead composer, but primarily the soundtrack is Uematsu and Yasunori Mitsuda. So, we're going to hear one of the Uematsu tracks, and this one is called Remains, and this is from Front Mission Gun Hazard for the Super Famicom. It's a Japanese-only release. From Front Mission Gun Hazard. This is Remains.
A little maraca action going on.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, how they came in there. And of course, this is composer Nobuo Uematsu, our composer focus of the day. And I feel like this soundtrack, more than any of the others in the 16-bit era of his, has more of an adult theme to, like, an adult feel to it, sort of.
Okay.
Or something.
And now we have Dynamitracer.
Yeah, this is our last one for the breath.
I don't know anything about this game.
I think I've got to verify. I think that this came out there was a special like add-on you could have for the Super Famicom,
right?
That was like a satellite thing. There was a thing that it was like connected to a satellite, so that you could get. It was kind of like there was like almost like an online component. I mean, it wasn't online. It wasn't the internet. It was satellite.
Right.
And you can get gaming news and stuff like that. And I think this game came out for that. It's a Super Famicom game, but it used the satellite thing as well.
Okay. This track is called Music Factory. I really like this track for Super Famicom. Music Factory for Dynamitracer. Music Factory for Dynamitracer. Well, doo-wop action for you.
This game has some weird... they use a lot of sampled voices in this soundtrack. And if we have time, I might try to play something from this. Well, they're here, you hear it right there. But there's some interesting... It's different. It sounds very different than his normal stuff. But yeah, the thing is called the Satellaview. And it was this add-on to the Super Famicom. And it could receive signals via satellite.
Nice.
And yeah, this game used that or whatever, so... Okay, so now we're just gonna. That was a sample of at least one a sample of his work. At least one track from all those games from the 8-bit and 16-bit era, and so now we're just gonna take turns like we usually do and play a few more tracks for you, or just some of our favorites.
Yeah.
So. I'm going to start this portion of the show off with something from Final Fantasy III. And this is one of my favorite tracks from Final Fantasy III. It's called Save Them with an exclamation point.
Okay.
And this is music composed by our composer, Focus, Nobuo Uematsu. And by the way, this is Final Fantasy III, a North American, Final Fantasy VI in Japan. Music from Final Fantasy III/VI for the Super Nintendo. This is called Save Them. And I love this piece. It's so good. It's really expressive, you know? Right there, that's a little bit of a reprise to the main theme of the game. Just for a second there. So good. It's so well composed too. Just like the instruments, you know? It sounds like a real, like a real orchestra, you know?
Up next we have Final Fantasy V for Super Famicom. This track is called Four Valiant Hearts. By composer Nobuo Uematsu.
Thank you.
4 Valiant Hearts, Final Fantasy V.
And we, on the Square episode, episode 5, we played the main theme to Final Fantasy V, which this is a sort of a different rendition of, although this part right here is new. This part right here. But yeah, sort of a kind of a variation on the main theme. But, well, yeah, or a different rendition, but this part's more of a variation.
Yeah, though I do miss the bass.
Oh, that bass part? Head. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun.
Yeah, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. All right, up next I've lined up, this is one of my favorite tracks from Final Fantasy II/IV, and it's for Super Nintendo, and it's Cid's theme. Cid's theme from Final Fantasy II/IV. I really like this one a lot. I like this part right here. And Cid, the character Cid, is the only reoccurring character in the Final Fantasy series.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been... He's appeared in every single one, actually, but he's the only one. I mean, aside from some of the creatures like the chocobos and stuff like that, he's the only character that's been in all the Final Fantasy.
Every single Final Fantasy game.
I think so. Yeah.
Must have a good agent. he's a
minor, very minor character too. Actually,
a good guy or a villain.
He's just a good guy, yeah. But he's very, very minor. You know, he's not like a main character or anything. But yeah, every Final Fantasy makes an appearance. Yeah.
Is it one of those things where you just say, where you look out for Cid and then you see him and you say, "Oh, look at that! There's Cid, good old Cid."
I guess so. Yeah.
Hmm. My next track will be from Dynamitracer,
mm-hmm.
and this one is called Twin Star. Twin Star for Dynamitracer.
Twin Star 1.
Twin Star 1, that's right. A little squeak at the end.
Yeah. No, this game has some interesting, weird stuff in it. Weird voices. By voices, I mean actual sampled voices. I mean, meaning not like instrument voices, like mouth voices. Right. All right, so I'm going to play something from Final Fantasy III/VI. This is Setzer's theme, music by Nobuo Uematsu.
Thank you.
music from Final Fantasy 3/6. This is Setzer.
Solid track.
Yeah. I like this part. I like this part right here. Definitely one of my favorites from that game.
Up next is a track from Hanjuku Hero for the Famicom.
Mm-hmm.
This track is called Fields Fall. Excuse me, I said Fields Fall, but it's Field Fall for Hanjuku Hero. It's a nice peppy little track.
So now I'm going to play something, pretty well-known track from Final Fantasy 2/4. It's the main theme and the overworld theme from Final Fantasy 2/4. For the Super Nintendo. The overworld theme, otherwise known as the main theme, from Final Fantasy II for the Super Nintendo. And I think this track is very sort of telling of Nobuo Uematsu's style, which is he seems to oftentimes fuse sort of a classical orchestral sort of sound with a rock sound, you know? So you can hear like the drums and the bass are kind of more rock-like, but, you know, everything else about it is very sort of orchestral and stuff, you know? I like that sort of arpeggiating in the background there. You know? This is one of my favorite. I mean, I highly recommend people just check out the whole entire Final Fantasy II soundtrack because it's just really, really good. Final Fantasy II North America, yeah.
Do you like this track more than you like Celeste?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. That's just me, though. Do you?
No. But I love this track.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like Celeste more.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just me. I'm going back to the Game Boy. Going back to Game Boy. I'm going to play Final Fantasy Legend Prologue.
Okay.
It's a track. Again, this is in stereo, and this is mixed down to mono, so sorry for that, but download it yourselves. It's a really great track. From, what's this guy's name?
I don't know.
Oh, it's something.
Something. Koji Kendo?
It's Nobuo Uematsu. Prologue for Final Fantasy Legend. Prologue for Final Fantasy Legend for the Game Boy.
And oh, you know what? I think that the original Final Fantasy Legend was called The Final Fantasy Legend.
Right.
And then they just, part 2 and 3 were just called Final Fantasy Legend. My last track is going to be from Final Fantasy III for the Famicom.
Final Fantasy.
So the Japanese one.
Oh, okay.
The
right.
The non-super one. And this is called Aaliyah, the Maiden of the Water. So perhaps related to the Town of Water. I don't know. The one that you played.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I haven't played this game, but maybe it's, you know, somehow related. There is definitely a water feel to this song as well. But Aaliyah, the Maiden of the Water, music from Final Fantasy III. This is Final Fantasy III for the Famicom. Music composed by Nobuo Uematsu. This is Aaliyah, the Maiden of the Water.
It's beautiful again.
I really like this bridge part right here. This part especially right here. This part's good. I don't know, just his ability to just create really compelling melodies. Well, you see it here and you hear it in all the music he does, you know? Just the melodies are just very compelling, you know?
Does the Lady of the Water appear in any other games?
I don't think so. Mm. There are, the only other things that appear in the other games are, you know, the chocobos and certain creatures and stuff, you know, the mogs. And also there's certain songs that appear in each game, you know, like the chocobo theme, right. And the prelude song is that appears in all the games. And also the main Final Fantasy theme that appears.
Of course.
My next track is from Final Fantasy III North America.
Okay.
Which is Final Fantasy VI in Japan. This track is called Blackjack. Blackjack for Final Fantasy VI.
And you know, this music is this is used for when you're in the airship.
Is there a casino in the airship?
What?
Is there a casino in the airship?
Yeah, kind of, because, well, that music I played earlier, Setzer, mm-hmm. He's a gambler guy, and he owns the ship. And so you end up using his ship, and he's a gambler kind of guy, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
And so, this is the airship theme, and... it sounds actually kind of somewhat similar to the airship theme in Part 2, North America.
Right.
And I think I actually like the Part 2 one more, but I like this one a lot too, though. Airship themes are usually really good. It's a common trend in Final Fantasy games.
Okay.
Airship themes being good.
The airship themes, okay. Good to know.
All right, so that's pretty much the end of our show. This is our focus on Nobuo Uematsu, one of the most well-known video game composers in the world, and one of the best, too, and one of the most prolific as well. And if you'd like a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. You can... contact us on there. You can comment on the site as well.
We love comments.
Yeah.
All kinds of comments, so leave them, please.
And you can find out information about the Legacy Music Dance Party there as well. And our next week topic is, we'll make that one a surprise, actually, because that's our 26th episode.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
right. Okay.
We'll make that one a surprise, yeah. And
visit our sponsor. Down at downtown LA, Los Amigos Mall, Golden Star Games.
Yeah. And I think that's about it. This is the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F.
And we're going to leave you with, I think the most appropriate thing we could leave you with for a Nobuo Uematsu episode is the Final Fantasy theme, like the main theme that you hear in all the Final Fantasy games. And this is sort of, I think, a signature piece. And we'll just play the original one from Final Fantasy I, and this is the Final Fantasy theme from Final Fantasy, music by Nobuo Uematsu. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.